Yeah, well, I guess the actual environment, you know, the game day atmosphere, should I say, it won't change, you know, for Cody. You know, it wouldn't change our preparation anyway. I think, you know, we're at a point now where, like I always say, we feel like we have a comprehensive routine of preparing ourselves, preparing our guys for the next opponent. So we'll just stay on schedules, you know, and stick with our process. The fact that we've been fairly efficient on third down, and I think you can attribute that to the offensive line doing a good job of protecting the quarterback and receivers making plays, as well as, you know, of course, Cody standing in there and delivering accurate passes. But I think it's a collective effort, you know, and it's something that we have to continue to do well if we're going to have success moving forward.
Kind of going on
there. No, I think, you know, a lot of times our play call and as well as what the defense is taking away would dictate, you know, where he throws the football. So, you know, we do whatever we have to do to get first downs and to try and score touchdowns.
First start, which we know, you don't really know what you're going to get at first start, but then what kind of growth did you see from one to the next?
Well, it was important for us, first and foremost, to win the games that he started, and we wasn't able to do that, so we all still have a lot of work to do. I think to see that he can function and play fairly efficient situational football is something that's important to us, and is something that, of course, we're going to have to continue to do as we move forward, and then we got to find ways to finish games. You know, finish games, running the football, and score as many points as we have to win games.
Coleman getting hurt at receiver. Just what have you seen from him in the last couple of weeks?
He's made progress. You know, each week, you know, you'll look at the stat sheet after the game, and he'll have a couple few catches, and. And we feel like he is a big play threat. You know, we just have to give him an opportunity to make those big plays. But he is he's making progress, and you can't teach experience. So as he continues to play, we'll hope that he'll continue to grow and make more plays.
How about Terrell? How did you think Terrell did, you know, last game? Kind of he disappeared a little bit in the second half, I know, for a lot of different reasons, but – can you continue to just keep giving him a ton to do, or do you have to limit him? Or?
Well, you said a lot. You said that he disappeared in the second half, and I don't think that was the case. I think that, you know, Terrell is our go-to guy, and we have to keep going to him and getting him the football, and he'll make plays for us. And, you know, he's another guy that's learning on the job. And with that being said, you know, he's continuing to make progress, and he's made a ton of plays. And I'm sure that we've left a few plays out there that we would have liked to have made, you know, not just Terrell, but you know, our entire offensive unit. But he's competing. He's very competitive. And he's a versatile player. He's a tough, smart guy that can make plays for us. We got to make sure that, you know, for four quarters, you know, he has opportunities to make those plays that we know he can make.
So much blame. Like yesterday, you talked about the interception from Cody is a little behind him, but he feels he still should have made that play. Is that realistic, or is he just kind of putting too much on himself?
Oh, no, he is like I say, he's not only is he competitive, but he's very conscientious, and he loves football. You know, he is a true slash in the sense that he prepares himself, you know, the same way that our quarterbacks prepare themselves for each game. You know, he's ready at any given moment to go out and play, all right, any skill position on the entire football field, but he's hard on himself. And we've seen him make some great plays, and we expect that when there is an opportunity for him to make a play, like the one he had an opportunity to make, we would like for Cody to make a better throw, and we would like for Terrell to find a way to make that catch. We would have liked to convert in that situation, execute that play a lot better. So, but he's competitive, and he's conscientious.
What were your feelings about the celebration and the penalty afterward?
Coach addressed that. We don't want penalties, but we've moved on.
You understand the emotion of the moment? I mean, all the work he put in the...
I don't know. You would have to ask Terrell what his emotions were at that moment.
The keys to success that Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson have had. I mean, I know the line has to open holes, but these guys are making guys miss consistently after they get through the holes.
No, I think it's exactly what you just said. It's the combination of the offensive line doing a great job of straining to block the guy across from him and opening holes for our backs. But we do ask our backs to create their own yards, and they've done a good job of creating their own yards, making guys miss, getting into the secondary and just making big plays, they've been very impressive that way. It's our goal to allow them to do that for four quarters, not just the first three quarters. We have to finish the game running the football, and so that'll be a tremendous challenge for us on Sunday, but it's always our goal to let those guys go and make plays.
Did you know Crowell added him to this extent? I mean, to be one of the league leaders in several rushing categories?
I tell you what, it's been a pleasant surprise. I think that he showed flashes in the past, and to see him go out and dominate football games and break long runs like he's been able to do up until this point is really impressive, and it's something for us to build on. Not just our offensive unit, but our entire organization.